just, as I say, so disappointing. Everybody thought there was a great hope of a new employment opportunity in the area that doesn't have much employment other than farming or fishing. So it was just a new era and a new product and a tourism product and a great development, and the distillery people themselves are well known throughout the county, indeed throughout the country, and have fabulous products as in the Silky and in the Andulamon gin. So the gin was already in Carrick, up and running, and had nine employees there and going very, very well. And the plans then were for the whiskey distillery also in the area. But that now has fallen through to legal stuff. So they've decided that they are going to move out of the area altogether. Now, in saying that, they are moving. The announcement was made by James the other night at the meeting and said that they were moving to Ardragh, which is still, thankfully, in the county, and it's all needed. But it's a shock and disappointment to the people of Carrick because, as I say, employment to them, I mean, you know, 40 jobs to them is like, what, 200-300 jobs in Letterkenny. There's no doubt about that. So it's a shock and blow, and everybody is very disappointed in the outcome.
And while Mr. Doherty has indicated that he will be moving the distillery now to Ardragh, is there any way back from this decision, do you think?
Well, we would hope so. I feel myself that, you know, we'll obviously try our best to keep it in the area. And I'd asked yesterday at our municipal district meeting that Donegal County Council, the executive there, would work with Udrus na Gaeltacht to at least see if we could try and salvage the gin distillery itself to save the nine jobs that's there at present in a different site. And then, you know, if needs be, then for James and his family to take the whiskey distillery to Ardragh, then, you know, that would be that. But at least, at the very least, if we could try and salvage the gin in the area of, say, of high unemployment. Everybody was really disappointed and angry, but that's life, and that's unfortunately the way things go sometimes, but we will try and keep trying to help James and Moira and the distillery and all of the people that work there and the community, and try and see if we can do our best to salvage anything that we can for them.